We've just been in a chapel service that was a prayer vigil for immigration and peace. Talk a little bit about what we just experienced.
This chapel service was an effort to connect with all of the United Methodist churches and other interfaith immigration coalition religious groups that are doing prayer vigils this spring together in their respective faith communities to uplift the concern for equal status, humane and just opportunities for our immigrant brothers and sisters, and for all of us in our faith communities to be transformed in radical hospitality that we offer in partnership with these brothers and sisters in our midst, and particularly prayers that there will be transformation both in our own hearts, in our own faith communities, and also in the systems of government on the state and federal level that will allow for humane and equal rights for these folks.
So something I really like about this prayer vigil was the recognition that as a Christian church, you know, who follows Christ, there's a lot that we could do about immigrants. And many times that's not talked about, you know, like there's a lot of books in the Bible that talk about immigration that are related to that, and not just the Old Testament, but also the New Testament. So for me, that's important. And something that I really like as well was that the recognition that in the Iowa Conference, there is not just immigration, is not just a Latino issue, but there are many different immigrants from different countries and from different places on the planet. And I guess for me, something important is that even before we move to do something statewide, in the sense of let's advocate for this, let's advocate for that, I think it's really important that in every single church, there's a recognition that as a Christian, we're supposed to welcome the stranger, welcome the immigrant. So there could be laws passed, you know, that benefit immigrants, but even if in our churches we don't have that welcoming, that acceptance, it's not going to be any good. So I really like how this vigil focus on that, how would you say, like raising awareness of the other and how we as Christians are supposed to treat the other as ourselves. So I really like that.
We gathered as in our regular weekly chapel service here in the conference center, and there were many leaders of the annual conference present, the appointed of cabinet, the superintendents, some other conference leaders and staff. And so that's a good group of people. That's a first step group, perhaps. How do you see the experience that we just had that included prayers for a variety of communities, as you said, including prayers for Native American persons in original language? How can this ripple for further than the conference center on a Wednesday in March?
Our hope is always that prayer is a foundation for social action and that the two are not separable. The opportunity today was wonderful because the leaders and the staff were present of the annual conference to come together to say that this is something that we do care about, and though we may come from different political and theological perspectives on this issue, what we can do is to take a Christian perspective on beginning that process. Today, there's actually a call today with the General United Methodist Church Immigration Task Force that's going to be doing, it's specifically connected with some advocacy with a few of the president's staffers, and also some of the congressional leaders will be on the call today. And so there were prayer vigils that were happening this past week through today, again, on an interfaith collective basis, which I think is even more powerful to come together that way as faith communities, that were serving as a foundation for the conversation that will take place today. But our hope with the longer term is to get this opportunity connected with local churches, particularly those local churches who have immigrant ministries, folks of diverse multicultural backgrounds in their community of worship, that they may begin to also uplift this process of prayer, because prayer is powerful. And it is definitely a foundational step for people to begin to understand the issue in terms of taking some action for advocacy on legislation as well that would create structural change along with the change of heart and mind and spirit.
No, I think it's important to raise awareness even between the, you know, the cabinet, the leaders, DS, everyone, because then it can, you know, ripple down to the churches, to the communities. And I think we need to be very intentional about what we do. And each person in a leadership position has to be very intentional about what they do in terms of how are they going to approach this topic. As I said before, I think the most important thing is to start from a Christian perspective. We do this not because there's an immigration momentum now in the country, but we do this because we're Christian. And so that would be like a foundation that will help, you know, like if in 20 years there's another group from other country that is, you know, like a main immigrant group, will still be acting based on Christian principles. And so I think just, you know, like having a weekly prayer or, you know, like in announcements or something that keeps churches aware of the immigrants, something that really, not surprised me, but like really caught my attention, is that there are many communities here in Iowa that have a lot of immigrants, but they're invisible because of the type of work they do. So it seems to me that one thing that could be really helpful in each church, like in these, you know, communities, is to try to connect with them in trying to help if they have like any certain specific need, not with the idea to evangelize them or, you know, make them become member of a church, but just being the hands and feet of Christ and help them in something they do. And that would be serve like a twofold purpose. First, it would help them, you know, to raise awareness of that there's somebody else here in this community that is having a hard time or, you know, like are having tough times here. And second, you will be helping the people that are going through that. So I think that could be another way of replaying this effect.
Good.